Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
My name is Aaron Gallagher. I'm from Lahinch in County Clare. Started in Mary I 3 years ago doing primary school teaching. Probably what led me into primary school teaching was I found myself teaching in one form or another over the last maybe 10 years or just over 10 years. I've been surfing for pretty much all my life and started doing a lot of surf coaching. So I kind of found that I really, really enjoyed kind of working with children and young people and kind of got me into something that I can continue on to pursue a career in. Journey from secondary school, I've been to college this third or fourth time. I've started doing engineering, started doing computer systems in UL, picking things for the wrong reason to kind of make a quick buck, and then going on to engineering to kind of follow my parents' background, and then I studied television production, and I continued to work in TV and worked in Dublin, and that kind of afforded me to kind of, I travelled all over the world making documentaries and TV, and then I kind of fell into the rat race of living in a city in Dublin in exactly what I didn't want to do, and all I ever wanted to do was live beside the sea. So moved back after I got offered a pretty nice job and I said I'll think about it. I went off that lunchtime and I just booked a ticket around the world and I hit the road and I just surfed for about 2 years. And once I moved home, I just started teaching in a secondary school as a multimedia teacher and then as PE teacher and the whole lot. Like, you know, just kind of everything. And I said, right, teaching is exactly what I want to do. Plus, if all going well, I'll end up in a school right by the coast. So I suppose surfing really kind of brought me exactly to where I am right now. Kind of, it directed me to what I want to do and not to sell out and kind of conform and make the quick buck, like, you know. So I suppose what really brought me to Mary I in the end was surfing and that the kind of the experience that I gained from teaching younger children. I'd gained experience with both teenagers and the younger children from secondary schools and teaching surfing during summer camps in Lahinch, and kind of focused me to kind of believe and think what I really, really wanted to do was work on primary school children. The subjects that I focused on and curricular activities were predominantly with basketball. I tried to start men's basketball club in Mary I, and I did a lot of athletics, trying to drive and create focus and kind of get people out there doing a bit of athletics. And I was the Cathaoirleach of Cumannagael in first year, now as my ped op, I'm doing PE, which I'm absolutely delighted about. We got to go surfing last Monday to the surf school that I've worked with for the last 10 years, which is kind of special as well. Mary I really actually kind of surpassed my expectations in many ways. I've a lot of friends who came out of Mary I, and I suppose it has developed a name called Mary Dry, and or Moyer Tirum, as a lot of the crew used to call it. I've made some amazing friends here and had an absolute time of my life. And I've been to college in a lot of different colleges around the country with huge campuses. There's a real sense of kind of compadreness and kind of community in this college. And you walk down the hall and you can salute pretty much every second person. If you don't know by name, you've had a crack with them in the pub, you've had some sort of run-in or experience with half the people in the college. So it's a real it's a fantastic college. It's a great college. That, in fact, it's not that small, but it's just kind of in between that size. Surfing has had a massive influence over my life, and it's kind of afforded me to do a huge amount of things, between seeing places in the world which are just unimaginable to many places, to many people, living by myself on islands for some time as well, and just adventure was probably the greatest experience that I've taken from anything. But I suppose if you were to kind of say what's my greatest achievement out of it all, it's an experience that you kind of share with your friends and the memories that you've gained. Discovery and adventure has been massive, and being part of that, the first guys to climb down to Cliffs Moher and paddle out and surf some of the biggest waves that have hit the kind of the North Atlantic coast, that was phenomenal. But when you kind of bring it all back, I'm kind of look back and I think at the influence that you've had over the even the younger guys. It's like when I was 16, 17, there was some of my friends, they'd be kind of in their 30s, and they used to bring us around, drive us around, bring us to spots, push the limits, and that's how you step it up. And over the last number of years, I've been doing that for a number of younger guys in the kind of Clare area. And only in the last week, three of the guys that I've been kind of driving around and coaching over the last number of years have just made it onto the Irish team. So the things that I didn't get to achieve, maybe I'm kind of passing on and kind of saying, all right, if I had done this, I've passed on a little bit of knowledge, and kind of it's a stepping stone. And at the end of the day, Ireland, surfing in Ireland is so new. Like, when we're pushing the limits, like, it's in its infancy. So if we can be kind of part of those first pioneers to go off and discover something new and achieve and be remembered for, oh, they were the first guys to have done this. And I remember back in the day, your man Aaron paddled out and climbed down cliffs at 4 a.m. These kind of things, that's kind of, it's kind of a legacy that you're kind of leaving more than anything else, more than a physical presence or a kind of a physical object. The music that definitely reminds me of any time I spent in Mary Eye would have to be a bit of John Spillane, probably Unpucker Bwilla. Driving around Cumanol and Cowntraw back in Dingle in the first year, and lived in my van because the Bannatee's bed was too small. So I stayed in my van for 3 weeks, and the Bannatee used to always say to me, "Cut out me cartle my lab, Aaron." It was like this whining voice, and we just used to have the tunes on Pucker Bwilla banging out, or anything, a Vodka to my Hay machine or anything like that. My van was called Seamus. So have you seen the old Seamus machine, as we used to say, like, you know. So yeah, anything by John Spillane, predominantly on Pucker Bwilla, used to get the lads rowdy. Hallelu, willaloo, hallelu, on Pucker Bwilla, hallelu, willaloo, hallelu, on Pucker Bwilla.
This programme was produced by Wide FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision funding scheme. Wide FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.